This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. If you're listening to 1120 AM, you can listen to 98.7. If you're listening to 98.7, you can download the Odyssey app and listen there. Andy's not in there. Someone earlier on the stream, we're streaming on Facebook and on YouTube now. What is the YouTube handle there, Rach?
Dave Glover Show 2000.
What? Was there already a Dave Glover Show?
Yeah, there's some old clips.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, there's one like Andrew looks like he's 19 or 20.
Huh. We should...
It says something about like the man in the hat.
Those.
Or something like that.
Oh, yeah, hat guy.
Hat guy, yeah.
Yeah.
He was one of them.
Oh, that's really nice. Right. Andrew was like 28 when we filmed that.
Oh, wow. He looked very young.
So our buddy Janelle is here to talk movies, and I was just telling her off the air that she single-handedly kept me from paying $19.99 for Wolfman. Because I knew you'd give me crap.
No, I wouldn't, because that was your money. Like, I would give you crap if you had expected me to pay $20.
Because you warned me like three times. I'm just so into the werewolf thing.
It's great. You can wait. It'll go down.
Yeah, I know. I know how it works, but I just can't wait for it all the time.
Well, there's a few things that are out. You can rewatch Nosferatu this weekend because it's
since I missed the opening scene.
Exactly.
I didn't get the
whole
thing.
You know what
thing.
I saw on X this morning? Someone spoiled what the I don't even want to say it because it's like there's a big reveal in Nosferatu. They posted a screen cap of it just on Twitter.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Isn't it like at the, it's like they've hidden him the whole time and then end you see him. And someone posted it and I'm like, well, now I don't have to watch the movie. I know what he looks like.
People had been dressing up as him and on TikTok. So I kind of had the basics of what I was.
I just thought that was kind of lame. It's like, the whole point of the movie is this, like, from what I understood, was like this slow burn. And someone's just like, oh, here it is.
It's also one thing if it was like 5 years ago.
You're
it's
right.
Only been a couple months, man. You got to let that breathe for a while.
But I will
they
say
show you pretty
fast,
though.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the movie, they do kind of reveal him.
Oh, okay. The,
like, it's
not like the ending. Yeah.
You're not completely kept from what he looks like until the end. You do see him. You just kind of see him more in the shadows.
Mm.
What did you think of how he looked?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. There was a, I don't even think it's a rumor. I think it's just a fact, but he, I guess I shouldn't say it, but there's a very interesting stylistic choice that he makes, Bill Skarsgård as the character, and apparently the reason that he was mostly hidden in like promotional materials and stuff wasn't out of a sense of mystery. It was because that big giant stylistic choice that he made did not test very well. Most people did not like it and thought he looked a bit goofy.
Which part was that?
I loved it.
Well, now we
have
to tell
him. Is he wearing like a fedora or something?
No, he's got a big silly mustache. He's got a big silly walrus mustache, and apparently the mustache tested horribly with like early audiences, and they hated it. I loved it.
I could have done without it, except that I figured, okay, I guess this is what a 17th century Transylvanian lord would look like. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't look like your typical vampire monster in the movie. So
how often do you pay for a movie? Like a rental at your house or something?
I don't rent anything at the house. A few theaters sponsor me, so even if, like, let's say they don't have a screening for something here before the movie comes out, I get to go.
Ooh, do you have like a badge?
Dave's like, can I go?
That's pretty cool.
Can you bring friends?
Just show them your badge, walk in.
Yeah, it's like an FBI wallet thing that they give me. No, yeah, so I'll go, like, Fridays during the weekends, stuff like this, when it's kind of crappy out, I'll go to the movies and see what had, like, this week. They never did have a screening for The Monkey, which comes out this weekend, which I'm not too eager to see because it's supposed to be pretty gory, and I just hate gory.
Yeah, I'm not big into that either.
Yeah, I'm not. I still get squeamish and have to cover my eyes, which is this. I was going to talk about a few of the streaming things that were coming out, like Nosferatu comes out Friday on Peacock. The Crow that was redone with Bill Skarsgård is on Stars, and it's pretty graphic, and I just sat there with my hands over my face watching. I just don't have the stomach for it, and I know it's fake. I know it is, but I can't do it. That and Elevation is going to be on HBO/Max.
I looked at that one a bunch.
Yeah, I like to watch the movies that are kind of crapped on as far as the ratings, because, I mean, like, a lot of times we won't have screenings for those, but I'll watch them at home and try to see if after the furor of, because I think once something starts to get rated low, a lot of people like to dogpile on to, like, hurry up and just give it a 1-star rating, which I've seen a lot of movies and people are really quick to give 1-star. I'm like, you have no idea what a 1-star movie is. So, thought it was good. I mean, Anthony Mackie, you're right, I don't think has the leading man chops. And I think it's because he's actually looks too nice.
Mm.
Because he can pull off anguish really good. He can pull off kind of angry kind of well, but he doesn't do scary. Or like you don't fear him when you see him on the screen. You know, like, he doesn't give real kind of good rage. And he always just kind of looks happy. It's kind of like Paul Rudd.
Mm.
You know, like, he looks so
nice
and happy and smiley that you're like, I don't know if I can, you know, I don't know if he can pull a whole movie off by himself.
Who would be other, this is almost like a Sweet 16, who would be other actors, actresses who are fantastic but not leading man, woman material?
Oh, that's a great question.
It's hard to think of them because they're not leading, they're not leading characters in the movie, so it can be tough.
Do you think some of them are penalized by being such good character actors?
Mm-hmm.
Like I think Anthony Mackie's a really good actor. I enjoy him and stuff.
Yes.
But I just don't want to see him lead a movie.
Correct. Yeah, which is...
Or Steve Buscemi.
Well, yeah. When I was watching Boardwalk Empire, it was kind of an adjustment just to see Steve Buscemi, like,
leading.
Carrying
main character,
something.
Yeah.
I mean, and he is great. He does a great job on that show, but it was an adjustment for sure.
Sound like I need to get Peacock. Everything's going on Peacock. Does anyone have that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't remember. If we do, like, we do the whole turn them on, turn them off, turn them on, turn them off, depending on what we're watching. So if there's something new and good, we might sign it on, and then when we're done, we just turn it off.
Do you know how to do that?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I
feel better.
I know how, but I don't have the
patience,
discipline,
yeah,
to do that.
Right. What's new in theaters?
Oh, like I said, The Monkey's coming out this weekend. I do see Last Breath with Woody Harrelson tonight. It's coming out. I did see a movie Monday night that actually doesn't come out till next week, and it's called My Dead Friend Zoe. Really good. Had Morgan Freeman, Ed Harris. About veterans, PTSD, suicide. It was, I highly recommend it when the time comes out to see it. Yeah. I also, I mean, you guys have been talking about AI, like all day. So I really feel bad about bringing this up. But like the Oscars or the Academy are talking about next year writing in their bylaws in April, making AI, you have to disclose how much AI you used, if you used it, whereas now it's optional.
Oh, interesting.
And I was wondering, one, why do you think that is? Because CGI has always, not always existed for movies, but for a while now, visual effects, and that's mainly still what it's used for. But why would they decide now to do it? And how much AI in a movie or in what kind of category would you start to say, this doesn't really feel like somebody is doing it? Like, it's not human element.
You seem to have opinions on this, Wheels.
Well, I mean,
he was getting ready, right?
Yeah, he was had one loaded up.
Well, I mean, I do because I think, you know, the movie sets and the visuals have almost always been fake. They've either been like, you know, plywood and cardboard constructed in the background, or they're just a good movie set that looks like the real thing. Some things are shot on location, sure, but like that's never really been a big distinction, right? It's because it's just background. When it's the actual performance of a human being evaluated, that's who should be doing the performing, not AI. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they don't, when you do something that's for cinematography, that's the visual, but the visuals have always been kind of faked.
I was going to say, even cinematography.
Yeah.
You can add elements into.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, again, fake is relative, right? But you, how many movies have won Academy Awards where you were not really in the place you said you were? Right. I mean, just as an example, I mean, nobody was in Middle Earth. You were in New Zealand, right? Like, you were faking Middle Earth. You were faking that. Or if you were Gone with the Wind, how much of that was actually shot on a plantation in the South?
Well, true. But then they also still had production design. So.
Right. This is my, but this is the thing is, it's not, that's not the human performing, right? That right. is just the surrounding. And it's a different thing, right? But it's always been, to some degree, created.
Right, but let's see, like now you have categories for people to be nominated in production design, mm-hmm. cinematography, and visual effects.
Right.
At what point do those, what levels of each would you say they become blended and overlapped now? I mean, like how much visual effects affect cinematography before you're like, that's not really cinematography, and how much of it in production design would you say mm-hmm. it's no longer production design?
Yeah, that's why they have the separate categories, though.
But I'm saying now it's starting to bleed. Everything is starting to kind of mm-hmm. bleed together. So how much do you keep those categories?
I would keep everything what it says it is. If it's about production design, well, you didn't design anything if it was just done by computer.
Would you be a zero-sum guy for using AI for performances, that if you use any, then you use too much?
I wouldn't say that. No, like if it was going, if you went in to do it to correct something, to say save 2 weeks of reshoots and re-editing and all that, if you just went in to correct a small thing, I don't think that's a big deal. When you're correcting someone's accent throughout the course of a whole movie, the actor is supposed to do that work. If the actor didn't do it, that's not them acting.
What about them singing? And
like, for great example. So, like, I can't sing. But if I went to an AI program and recorded a song and it could make my voice sound like I'm singing, I don't get credit for that.
So you shouldn't be up for an Academy Award if you weren't singing.
I shouldn't be able to be like, that's me, woo, and celebrate it. I'd be like, oh, look at what the computer did with me.
I think even if you're just using AI for backgrounds, there's such a difference between CGI and AI. CGI, there's still so much craftsmanship that goes into that.
Yeah.
And like hours and hours, like using the Lord of the Rings as an example, they used a lot of practical effects, but whenever they did use CGI, it's like painstaking effects go into that. With AI, it's just like, I'm going to type in an orc, and then an orc appears. Like, that's just not the same level
I would
work.
Say that based on what you're saying, though, that sounds like that rule would apply there, too, where you have to disclose, did humans do this, or did AI do it, and that should be noted.
In fact, yeah, they did actually use AI. They used a machine learning type. I don't know if they called it AI at that time. I think that's like, too. I think it's because it's a buzzword right now that I think it's so controversial. But in Lord of the Rings, they had fighting scenes that I believe were AI machinery looked at it and determined how many troops to put into a specific fighting scene.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, it isn't the person who's doing the visual effects themselves is doing it. They're putting it into the program, and the program is then determining how many people, you know, should be fighting in this particular area. So it's.
Do you think we'll get to the point in the future where AI is making the majority of the movie?
See, that's what I was wondering, is at what point does, are there separate categories if AI is covering all the bases for you? You know, do you put it, I wish some screenwriters would use it to cover some plot holes in their movies. But again, like, and have some of them leave open if you're going to do sequels. You know, obviously you don't want to cinch everything up if you're going to make more, but there, I think, it can be used as a tool, but at what point then does the tool take over and you're just sitting back and creating a, like, the fake celebrity video?
Yeah. Welcome back, DG.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are on Facebook, and we are also streaming on YouTube now. I can see Dave Murray. Is he with us? Hello, Dave.
We're not hearing him.
We're not hearing him, though.
I think he still has to connect to Opals.
Oh, yeah. I should have said that.
Yeah, Matt,
way to go,
I
Andrew.
I know. I didn't think
you didn't
want
to share the stage with Dave.
Yeah, get him out of here.
All right.
We can
see Dave now, and we will talk to him at 3:35.
Everybody give him a virtual wave.
Hey, Dave. Hey.
Hey, this is fun.
That is fun. Wheels.
Yeah.
Mizzou. Damn.
Dude, that was big last night. We talked about it on Gas House today, Bernie and Matt Pauly and I. If you missed it, they beat Alabama. Alabama's the number 4 team in the country. And they
beat the snot.
Put 110 points up on one of the best teams in the country. And this is one of the best turnarounds at this level of basketball in a long time. They didn't win in conference last year.
I know.
And to be where they are now, to be a top 15, soon to be maybe top 10 team, heading into tournament time, And look, the SEC is without question the toughest college basketball conference in the country this year.
Well, you know,
and
I've
you're
got,
doing this in that environment.
I've got one Mizzou kid and one Kansas kid.
Yeah, well.
And you know how that usually goes.
No, usually, yeah. Usually KU's on the basketball side.
I mean, this year, I think Mizzou will probably go deeper into the tournament than KU.
Yeah, what Mizzou's done is incredible. Dennis Gates gets a lot of credit for being able to make such a quick turnaround. And for all the people that like to complain about the transfer portal and name, image, and license, those are the only reasons why Mizzou could make this kind of a turnaround this fast. Because without those tools, there's no way. It takes too long to build the old way. This is why they're able to do it, and they're really good.
Welcome back, guys. DG on KMOX 333. Dave Murray joined us on air and on stream. Dave, good to see
Yay.
You, literally.
Yay. Can we have a beanie day since we're doing this?
Can we
all
can.
Wear beanies? Let's all wear beanies.
That's every day for
me. I was thinking of wearing one tomorrow. I have a light blue beanie that I haven't worn to work yet.
I don't know how you guys don't wear beanies every day.
I only have one.
Wear it every day.
I only have
my
one
Dave
too.
Glover Show one.
I get warm.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is, I'm a sweater.
Yuck.
And if you see us, if you see us in a beanie, you'll know why.
Then we'll know.
Yeah, you know how cold it is. If you see me in a beanie, you know it's freezing.
Dude, I got a beanie. I almost sleep in beanies. Like, really? I got them 24/7. I'm no kidding. I have a chair next to the bed, and I take my beanie off and put it on the chair. I swear to God, I'm not making it up.
It's your buddy.
Like a cartoon.
It is. like Elmer Fudd or something.
It's your beanie baby.
He's like Mr. Rogers. He has an indoor beanie and an outdoor beanie.
And then when I get up, the first thing I do is put it on.
Now, when you get up in the middle of the night once, twice, three times, before you go into the bathroom, do you put it on?
No beanie. Yeah,
no
I'm beanie-less when I'm peeing. Yeah,
we had Gail's listening. She thought you said bikini. Bikini day.
I keep a bikini next to the bed.
No, like a bikini day.
Okay, that's fine. I'll wear a bikini. At this point, I got nothing to lose.
I wouldn't do that to anybody.
So, Dave, last frigid day today, hopefully?
Now, you know what? Last really frigid day. Tomorrow is still cold. It's very cold. We're going down to 5 tonight. We're 28 tomorrow, and that's like between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The nights will continue to be cold, you know, really cold, 20-plus degrees below average. But then we start to get better a little bit at a time. Each day about 10-plus degrees warmer, so sunshine on Saturday, 38 degrees. Again, that's between 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 27 Saturday night. On Sunday, let's bring it up. Lots of sunshine. And I think we could get into the 50s, low 50s, 52. Then Monday and Tuesday, lots of sunshine, 60 degrees Monday and again on Tuesday. Wednesday will bring a shot of rain, all rain, with temperatures well into the 50s. So melt away, melt away.
Very nice. Before we do headlines rage, Kevin says, Wheeler, do you have information about the Cardinals game streaming on Prime? Is that included with Prime or is that an extra fee?
No, I think the games that stream on Prime are included. Like, those are feature games. Like, they're like, you know, whatever once.
And what's this new $20 thing?
Well, that's the FanDuel Sports app. So if you download that app, you'll be able to just pay whatever it is to the monthly fee. I think it's $19.99 a month, and you have all the Cardinals games, no blackouts.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a great thing.
The nice thing is everybody has more options with the way this. I think there's now 20 teams that are doing this direct-to-consumer in-market. And Major League Baseball is trying to get away from the blackouts. They don't like it. They've hated it. But they were part of the contracts for the old cable and satellite deals.
Gotcha. Headlines, Rach?
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. We haven't really talked much about that Delta plane that flipped upside down as it crash-landed in a Toronto airport. Well, now passengers on that plane have been offered $30,000 with no strings attached in the crash aftermath. Delta's, I think, hoping that people won't sue, but they still will have the opportunity to sue after taking that money. Apparently,
that
they can still take them to court.
Any sense at all.
I say, how do you not just take that money and be like, yep, still suing you.
Yeah.
You flipped my plane.
Yeah.
The payout to the 76 passengers on the flight could reach over $2.2 million combined.
Which would be a huge bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I want to know is you're upside down. You're in your seatbelt. The flight attendants say, okay, get out of your seatbelts. Don't take anything with you. Do you just drop to the floor?
Right.
Yeah.
When you unstrap and then you crawl to the door because the slides don't work. Slides can't go to the ground.
I've seen a couple of people interviewed, and that's what it sounded like. The one guy said he was hanging upside down like a bat and then just hit the button and was on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Which became the floor. Yeah.
Seems like a bad way to have to do that. That's a pretty good fall.
I've not heard. I mean, I heard that it flipped over because it lost a wing and then threw off the balance. But I just keep hearing that it was a hard landing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you could see. Have you seen the video of it?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like you can see sparks fly when it hits.
Yeah.
Like it clearly the fuselage hit the ground somehow. Yeah.
And being such a terrible flyer, I know that landing is the most dangerous part. But once we get below like 10,000 feet, I'm fine. I don't know why. I'm just like, okay, we're bringing this thing home. Like, I don't get geeked out landing. I get geeked out taking off.
Huh.
Our 5-year-old grandson has been with us for about 4 or 5 days. They went home this morning, but he's into news a little bit. Gee, I can't imagine why. But it was every time he saw that, he didn't freak out or anything. It was like, Grandpa Dave, how does that happen? And he really wanted an explanation of how the plane lands. He knows how it lands, but how does it flip over? How does the wing fall?
Smart kid. Well, how did you handle it?
I told him that it was very windy. There were 40 mile per hour crosswinds. It appeared the runway was a little bit on the slick side, and something went wrong. Something went seriously wrong. What exactly went wrong? I don't have the answer for you, but I will get the answer for you.
I'm going to call you next time I have to fly.
You're going to be like, Grandpa Dave.
Grandpa Dave. Why am I so afraid to fly?
All right, we were just talking about Amazon. Amazon is now in charge of the future of James Bond because their longtime producers have stepped away from the 007 franchise. And no decisions have been made yet regarding the next iteration of Bond, including casting and directing choices, but that'll all be coming from the Amazon camp. So for people who pay attention to that sort of thing, I'm not a big James Bond person myself, but I know our friend Sue Thomas is super
into I'm pretty
it.
Big.
I'm a big fan, too.
I'm not like old school James Bond big, like Roger Moore, but I like the Daniel Craigs.
Well, I liked them when I was young. I don't think they hold up very well now. They're kind of stupid when you watch them now. But the modern ones, especially the Daniel Craig ones, are fun because they're a little grittier, right? They're not quite as...
Am I just jaded that I feel like there's no way the franchise gets better?
I mean, a lot of people thought that before Daniel Craig took over.
Yeah.
You know, people were like, you're never going to match Sean Connery.
I guess I'm conflating Amazon taking over the 007 franchise to Disney taking over Star Wars.
Yeah.
So.
I think one is an easier audience to please as long as you get the casting of the main character correct.
Yeah.
Right, like there are a lot of names I've seen thrown out there, and I'm like, pass. But like Idris Elba, I'd buy that.
Yeah, me too.
Henry Cavill, I'll buy that all day.
Yeah,
I mean, he almost seems too perfect to be Bond.
The Pope is sitting up out of bed at the hospital as he recovers from pneumonia. Just thought I'd bring that up because we've been talking about his illness.
Did you see where they're rehearsing his funeral?
What? No.
Yeah. They're rehearsing his funeral.
Oh, that's not great. That can't be a great feeling for him.
No kidding.
Oh my goodness. A German court has ruled that Birkenstock sandals are design, not art, because Birkenstock tried to claim that its footwear could be classified as art to prevent rivals from selling copycat versions. So, hey, Walmart, you can't do a knockoff of Birkenstocks because these are actually art. Well, of course, it's design.
Nice try.
I think Crocs should do the same thing.
I
do
Crocs think are art.
There's a bit. I mean, I'm a Birkenstock guy. I think there's a big difference. Like in the real ones and the fake ones.
Yeah, I would agree. I have one pair of Birkenstocks. Once you break them in, they are the most comfortable shoes. But when you're breaking them in, it's like, oh, yikes.
Especially when you're breaking in another man's sandals.
Well, yeah, you're not really supposed to do that.
I learned the hard way.
Stanley Black & Decker is suing the maker of Stanley drinkware over the use of their name.
Ooh.
The big Stanley cups that went viral. They're seeking compensation and an end to the misuse of the Stanley name. And
I wondered about that.
Yeah,
I assumed they were the same.
See, I almost wondered whether or not the...
It kind of looks the same.
Yeah.
I almost wondered if the NHL was going to get into that.
Right, because you say Stanley Cups, and it's like, my mind goes one place first, and then I realize they're probably talking about the big cups that everyone carries
around. I felt cool getting one because I thought my dad had carried one, but maybe I'm just thinking of his Stanley tools.
Maybe.
Because I thought the Stanley thermoses, the modern ones, were just throwback to the old ones.
I don't know.
Great story, Dave.
Yeah. Hey, it's your show. You know what? You tell us any anecdote you want.
You see, I didn't know who owned the patent on them. Pappy had one. Carried tea.
This might be interesting news to Wheels and Andrew. Microsoft's Xbox AI era starts with a model that can generate gameplay. It's called Muse AI. And they can help game teams prototype new gameplay experiences and optimize older titles for any device.
This is one of the things I'm excited about for AI. I think AI could be a big game changer for the video game world.
Yeah.
Where they're a lot more unique. So your game is not going to be like someone else's games. A little more adaptive, a little bit, you know, I mean, can change as it goes. I'll be curious to see what that looks like, especially when it's mixed with VR.
Imagine how into video games people are now. Imagine if you truly have a unique, bespoke game for you, created by AI. I mean, people will literally become obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be hard to get
another
VR headset.
See you guys in 20 years.
Yeah.
And my final story here, Apple has unveiled a souped-up and more expensive version of its lowest-priced iPhone. It's called the iPhone 16e, and it's the fourth generation of a model that's sold at a dramatically lower price than the standard and premium models. It has the computer chip needed to process an array of, again, AI features. Janelle's right. We've talked about AI all show, but I mean, it's taking over. It also has a more powerful battery and camera, and it goes for $600. That is more than the latest iPhone SE that it's based off of, but it's significantly more affordable than the cheapest standard iPhone 16 at $800. So just a nice, affordable option for folks.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
You look good.
Well, I try.
.350 coming up at the top of the hour. We have Magic Amanda, a local magician who's going to be in studio on camera doing some stuff for you. This guy had a bad morning in 1 minute. Supposedly this is true. Like, it's in our official show prep, and they have say they've vetted it. So this guy had a long night, and he set his alarm for 8 a.m., and he tried to hit snooze, and in the process, he hit the power button 5 times, which set off an emergency SOS call on his phone. And so there's a siren blaring. He saw the notifications for calling 911 and sending location or whatever else to his emergency contacts. And then it turns out it sent nude photos to a bunch of the people in his contacts, because I guess his phone, when you hit emergency, takes a photo of you in your current state, and he was nude, and sends it to your emergency contacts. So I guess if you'd, like, fallen and you can't get up, it takes a picture, and they're like, oh, my God, Dad's fallen and he can't get up.
Should we try it? No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, we should.
I don't want that. I don't want that smoke.
That does sound like a bad day.
How do you hit that 5 times if you're trying to hit snooze?
Got me.
Because the snooze is on the screen, and your power button's on the side.
How do you handle it if you send nude photos to your friends? Do you just own it?
Just say, well.
I'd be like, those darn deep fakes.
Congratulations, guys.
I knew this was going to happen.
Andrew!
Yeah, I don't know. I'd just be like, oh,
guys,
gosh,
that's
sorry.
AI. That's AI. That's not real.
How are you guys going to spend your $5,000 from Musk?
Oh, from Elon? I'm going to put it towards a Cybertruck. No, just kidding. I think I just made Wheels mad for real.
No, I mean, no better use of it, right? Because it's, I mean, look, it's got about, I don't know, does that even seem like a real thing?
No.
That's $750 billion they'd have to put out.
And they're not saving that much. I just got so mad thinking about this earlier today because, you know, earlier in the week I was like, yeah, you know, there's all these people on Social Security. They're over 150 years old getting these benefits. Well, the AP looked into it, and it turns out, yeah, there are plenty of people in the Social Security system who are over that age because of, like, a coding error. But it doesn't mean they're getting payments. So they're kind of, like, twisting it and making it sound worse than it is. And then when you look, and then I listened to a podcast this morning where they talked about, like, how much is Doge actually saving? And it's not nearly what we're being led to believe it is.
No.
So it's like, what are we doing here?
Let's just say this. If a $5,000 check shows up, I'm going to cash it, right?
Yeah,
it's going in my bank account. But at the same time, even if that's possible, Elon has said this. I'm not making this up. Elon has said one of the missions of DOGE is to cut the deficit. So how does that move giving out giving back $750 billion, how does that help the deficit?
I wouldn't think it did.
No,
I wouldn't think it would.
Because just looking at it this way, who's going to pay the deficit down at some point? Who's going to be doing that? Taxpayers.
Yeah.
So getting the money now just means we're kicking the can further down the road, which is what we've been doing and what's making everybody so mad. So, like, I would love an extra $5,000. It would be wonderful, but all we're doing is taking a problem and saying, that can wait, which is the opposite of the point that we're told that DOGE is trying to accomplish.
So an article, I didn't read it because it was long and had a lot of words, but it was basically making the argument that if this did happen, it would immediately kick inflation back up really high.
Of course it would. Look, I mean, how much did we all get for COVID?
1,200, I think.
Yeah, so multiply that times 4. That's how much more money would be thrown right into the economy. Yeah.
Also, how did deer survive this weather?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know. I always wonder that too about the rabbits that live in our yard. Like, where do you go?
I mean, I figured they can go underground or under a building.
They burrow a little bit. Like, I know that they live under our fireplace area.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, it's pretty cold. But I don't know. They move a lot, I guess.
Deer and Andrew. Andrew's heater's out in his car.
Andrew made it, so maybe they
he's
driving with a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
With a blanket for real?
Yeah.
Aw.
I know.
It makes me sad.
Yeah.
He said his feet were really cold this morning.
That's awful.
My two big toes were absolutely frigid.
Toes were screaming.
I am not being a smartass.
The dogs were barking, man.
Legitimate tip from growing up in the Great White North. 2 pairs of socks.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and you need to wear...
Do you have 2 pairs of socks?
Like a hoodie.
I can give 1.5 at least.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.